At the movies this week, we'll discover a day in the life of the Big Apple. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Every day, more than 8 million residents make their way through the hustle and bustle of New York City. And the laid-back New York drama, Person to Person, focuses on just a handful of them as they try to work, socialize, and build relationships during one relatively normal day. Person to Person follows a number of New Yorkers through another busy day in the city, as Phil and Claire, played by Michael Cera and Abby Jacobson, race through the city trying to get a big scoop on a possible murder case. Benny Coopersmith's record collector, Benny, chases down a rare album, while his roommate, Ray, played by George Sample III, tries to escape the wrath of his girlfriend's angry brother. And, at the same time, moody truant teen Wendy, played by Tavi Gevinson, tries to navigate her own complicated relationships. Now, Person to Person is the other kind of New York movie. The characters here are all rather eccentric, not like the high-fashion, high-powered New Yorkers that you often see in films. Instead, these are the outsiders and misfits, and that gives the film a touch of gritty charm. Still, while these characters are quirky, that doesn't necessarily make them or their stories compelling. Wendy is generally bad-tempered and obnoxious. Ray's actions make him far from sympathetic. And while there's something adorably awkward about Phil, his blatant desperation can be frustrating. Really, fashion-conscious record collector Benny is the most likable character here, though, like the others, he's underdeveloped. The stories, too, are haphazard and meandering. It has some amusing moments, but for the most part, it's just a random collection of eccentric characters and mildly entertaining storylines. But is it worth taking to the streets with these city dwellers? Not necessarily. The idea of Person to Person is intriguing, if not exactly original. Had the characters and their stories been well developed, it could have made for a captivating drama. Instead, it's merely quirky but unremarkable. It gets a C. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. About a decade ago, Michael Cera seemed to be everywhere, jumping off his role in TV's Arrested Development to star in films like Superbad and Juno. After that, he took more TV roles and a few smaller roles in smaller films. But now he's making his way back to the big screen, with at least a handful of new movies this year. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including the Netflix original, The Incredible Jessica James, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.